Sarah's Stepping Stones launched earlier this year, aiming to help those in need as they navigate the difficult terrains of looking for, securing and benefiting from social services. Sarah Walker, owner and founder of Sarah's Stepping Stones, has significant experience in helping the community. She is the adoptive mother of two boys, including one with significant medical and special needs, and she has worked as a legal assistant and in social services. "My organization offers in-home or community respite for families who have adults or children with special needs to significant mental health challenges. I also help families source grants that they may be eligible for and take away the pressure of doing all of the paperwork," Walker says. "I offer case management and service navigation. I personally understand what families are going through and have a great deal of knowledge navigating the system." Walker says the mental health challenges facing the community are huge and wait lists are long, and the demand is so high it's difficult for people to access the care they need. She adds private services are expensive, so her goal is to always try and help find funding so there isn't a financial barrier. "We need more shelters, agencies to support individuals in crisis or immediate need for basic resources like food, hygiene products, and of course affordable housing is lacking. I still feel that the unhoused population is very hidden in Stratford and there is more that we could be doing," Walker said. "Support is lacking for both special needs and mental health. It's really a crisis. When you have a mental health crisis, you need help now, not in 6 months or longer. The proof is in the numbers. Stratford Police responded to 892 mental health calls in 2024 alone, and the city reported that there were 26 suicides. A report from the city's Social Services Committee highlighted 144 households experiencing homelessness. Walker helps support those in need in a variety of different ways, but her experience makes her really helpful and able to support those in need. "I'm an approachable individual who wants to make a large difference in our community, and I am happy to just chat and hear from individuals to see what they may also need in our community to help them thrive," she said. "I offer crisis support, service navigation, in-home or community respite, grant writing and anything mental health addictions and special needs." Walker's life and work experience, and the needs of the community are among the reasons why she started her organization. "Previously, I was doing gang and violence prevention in a larger city. I have been exposed to a lot of things from being a foster parent, now an adoptive parent, and the different roles I have played in the community and in my employment. I take a non-judgmental approach and always are looking for solutions," she said. Walker also has had to go through the challenges of dealing with a system that has left many people confused and scratching their heads. "For many years, our family has witnessed how difficult navigating the system is and getting the support you need. You need to have a strong voice and advocate for one another to get through what you are going through. I have a great deal of knowledge with both children, youth and adults, so I feel as though I am able to make a great impact," Walker said. The process starts off as easy as connecting with Walker, who will help figure out the next courses of action. "Contact me about anything and we will figure out what you may qualify for, or if the family already has funding in place how they can use it," she said. "I am always happy to just chat and see what people are needing in our community as well. I will work with individuals or families. We can work together one time or for as long as they need."